I decided to start here. We are in the center of the city here. It's a huge and big place, okay, with a lot of things around. And you have to know that it's the city center because everything began here, okay, by a murder. In the 7th century, there was a bishop here. He was called Saint Lambert, and he was killed here on this place. And because of that, in the 10th century, a new bishop decided to build a church to put the relics of Saint Lambert into the church. And at this time, Liège became the capital city of its own country. So we were not France here, we were not Belgium, we were the principality of Liège. It was a country, okay? And we were the capital of that country. And the first guy who was the bishop, the leader of the city, was Nogé. And Nogé decided so first to build a cathedral, a first church, to put the relics of Saint Lambert, and after to build a big wall all around the city, to defend the city. And also a lot of other big churches, it's called the collegiate churches, it's like the little sisters of the cathedral, okay? Here we are, so in front of the palace of the prince bishop, okay? And also back in the days, we were in front of the cathedral of Liège, because now it's an empty place. We lost the cathedral, yeah. But we're gonna discover the ruins of the cathedral just beyond the place. There is a place, a kind of museum, archaeoforum, where we can go and go to see the ruins of the cathedral, because we kept it below the place, okay? So we're gonna go there and you're gonna see it. It's like we are in a cave, at the end of the way, we're gonna touch the city plan, okay? Because there is a maquette of the city, okay? And we can touch it to feel how was the city in the Middle Age, with the cathedral and with the Meuse River and stuff, okay? Do you have some questions?
How did you lose the cathedral?
I forgot to tell that. Yeah, we lost the cathedral. It was a cathedral as big as the Notre Dame de Paris cathedral. And we lost it because of a civil war. So we were ruled here by a prince bishop, and he had a lot of power. And at the end of the 18th century in France, they had their revolution, the French Revolution. And the ideas of the revolution came in north into Liège. And so the people of Liège decided to chase the prince bishop to change the power, okay? And at this time, they destroyed the cathedral because it was the first symbol of the power of the prince bishop. Because it was a prince and a bishop, so he had the religious power and the justice power at the same time. So a lot of power, okay? So we lost it at the end of the 18th century. And it's a pity because now a lot of people want to have the cathedral back. But it's impossible.
Now it's finished.
Yeah, and a lot of...
They used a part of it, if you remember from the visit yesterday at the opera, to build some of the main important buildings here in Liège, from which the opera house.
Yeah, they took the stones to build some buildings around, so...
It's not lost, it's here.
Maybe we can one day take all the stones and build the cathedral again. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Before to continue, you have to know that the religion was very something in Liège, with the relics of Saint Lambert. It was the tourism from the Middle Age, okay? Because of that relics, a lot of pilgrims came in Liège, and Liège became a big city on the European map. Yeah, and we had also the Holy Cross relics in the Holy Cross Church. So it was also something. It was a piece of the cross of Jesus. Okay, and we still have it in a museum now. Yeah. So we can go. There is a lot of stairs, but I think it's good to go there in the Archaeoforum. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So please follow me.